Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Okay, we're back. This is M.A. Scott, the host of your Parents Culture Parents Network, and as always, we promise you another wonderful show. Love that countdown from the boys from UVA. They did a fine job in that nice little countdown for it to bring us up here on the Parents Culture Parents Network. Well, folks, as always, I promise you a wonderful show. I think we got some information that many of you probably haven't heard before. And if you take the time to look at the show page, you'll probably come across some things that, if it doesn't make you want to scratch your head, it may make you want to say, And what I mean by that is simply something that gets you thinking, you know, opens up your mind to a whole new different way of dissecting things and processing things and understanding how we function as humans. You know, I had an opportunity to sit down with our guest today. Had an opportunity to sit down with our guest earlier this week, and I say after about 5 minutes sitting down talking to him, I realized that it is definitely a show that we're going to have to keep on the front burner here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. But if at any time you want to join us, you can always join in on the call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Well, you know, as always, before I go into my show, I always have to give my man, Mr. Keith Wrights, some props. Keith has done this wonderful little piece for us that I like to play at the opening of every show. Keith is a graduate of the University of Harvard and has moved on to do bigger and better things in life. But while attending Harvard, he put this little piece together for us, and it's just something I just like the words to it. You know, I'm not a big rap fan, but it's just something about the words that I think is appropriate for our show. So on that note, keep where you at.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Keith, and he said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. You know, that's just how he do it. And, you know, like I said, it's okay to be smart, and it's okay to let your children know it's okay to be smart. You know, but we're going to talk about a different kind of smart this evening. We're going to talk about something that really and truly, like I said, was an eye-opener for me. And after I had an opportunity to sit down and talk to this young man, I realized that, you know, wow, this can impact a whole lot of our children across the country, should know about this program. And I'm quite sure he's going to tell you more about it and how widespread the program is. You know, when I heard about it, I thought about the various young men and women that I see sitting in the classroom, and mainly young boys that I see sitting in the classrooms day in and day out that have an opportunity if someone assisted them with maximizing their ability to comprehend and learn. But I'm not going to go into any more great detail. I'm just going to just quietly bring our guest in. And our guest this evening is Mr. Tom. and almost as though I'm puzzling on trying to say his name, but it's Mr. Tom Shanks. Now, hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Tom is the owner-operator of a outlet or facility called Brain Balance Achievement Center. And you may hear about Brain Balance throughout the country, but Tom owns one. And Tom has also some unique things that got him into Brain Balance. And without saying a whole lot about Tom, just put it like this. Tom, once upon a time, was where many of us or many of our children at one point in time have all experienced. Tom worked in the local school system as a physical education teacher, and even before that was still in local school system. And with his knowledge of Brain Balance, was honored and highly awarded with the Hampton Roads 2012 Teacher of the Year Award. 2012, folks, that's right around the corner. That was just yesterday. So this is not like this was something that happened years ago. This was 2012. And that honor is something that's bestowed upon, you know, one teacher every year and so on and so forth. And it just so happened to be Tom, through his knowledge of Brain Balance and his desire to work with our children. But I'm going to stop and I'm going to try to get Tom on the line with us and make sure he's on the line with us and give us a little brief introduction of what he's going to share with us this evening. Then we're going to go from there. Are you out there, Tom?
I am here.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, like I said, give us a little insight on what you're going to share with us this evening, and hopefully it catches the attention of our listening audience, and hopefully we'll have some great questions coming out of this tonight.
All right, excellent. Well, yeah, so the goals that I'd like to achieve tonight are, and I'm really glad for all you folks that are out there listening, because I really believe this is some of the most, to me, some of the most interesting and compelling and thought-provoking information that you'll probably come across here in a while. We're going to talk about, first of all, what type of environment do children need at home and at school to stimulate healthy brain development? Because as we're going to see as I go through some information with you, the change in our lifestyle over the last 100 years is causing a lot of difficulties in the development of our generation and our kids' generations in our brains that are making life a lot more difficult for us than it needs to be. My second goal will be to help you understand what's causing the dramatic rise in social, academic, and behavioral struggles, like things like ADHD, learning disabilities, autism, Asperger's, dyslexia, obsessive-compulsive disorder, Tourette's, bipolar, etc. And then finally, I will just want to talk just briefly about our Brain Balance program, which is specifically set up to help children with the kind of issues that I just listed. So really the main part of what I'm sharing tonight will not be about Brain Balance, although I will touch on that briefly at the end to let you know a little bit about how that works.
And you know, just give the folks a little background on how long have you been in the school system, and you know, where did your interest first peaked on, you know, studying these disorders and things of that nature.
Right, right. So, yeah, so I was a classroom teacher in Portsmouth, Virginia, elementary classroom teacher for 14 years. First 2 years was sixth grade, and then I was able to transfer to third grade, which is what I always wanted, and I loved it, taught that for 12 years. And, of course, worked with a lot of different types of kids, worked with a lot of children that really struggled with behavior or emotions or learning or social skills, you know, not able to connect and make friends with the other kids in the class. So I saw firsthand a lot of struggling kids over the years. And the other thing I noticed, along with my colleagues, was a steady rise in the number of children that were having these types of struggles. So after about 14 years doing that, then I got recertified to be a PE teacher. So I spent the next 8 years as an elementary PE teacher and was really loving that. About 3 years into that, I was told to read a book by a colleague of mine over in Chesapeake, Chad Triolet, who actually he was the 2011 National PE Teacher of the Year. He told me to read a book called Spark, which is a book that talked about the effect of cardiovascular exercise on the human brain and how it helps the brain to function better and to develop properly. What caught my interest so much that I started reading a whole series of books and articles on recent brain research and became very interested in some of the techniques and things I was learning and how we might be able to apply that in the public school classroom setting. So I actually, for 2 years in a row, I did a pilot program at my school with a class of struggling learners with some of these techniques, and it was really that effort to try to implement those techniques that kind of, I think, got me noticed and chosen as the Hampton Roads Teacher of the Year for 2012. So then in the course of my reading these books, I eventually came across a book called Disconnected Kids, which was written by Dr. Robert Melillo. He's the gentleman who created the Brain Balance Program. And the book blew my mind to such a degree that I had to look more into the program. I went and met him at the opening of a Brain Balance Center in Richmond. After the first day speaking with him, I was so impressed. I told my wife to come and hear him do a lecture the next night. And we were so blown away by the possibilities of what this program can do for kids that we started looking into, you know, maybe opening our own center. And here we are 3 years later running a Brain Balance Center in Virginia Beach.
And you know, I know you and you've had the center open for a good little while and have had a number of success stories, and I had the pleasure to tour the center here recently, folks. And like I said, a number of success stories. I got them all laid out in a nice, pretty binder just to let you know that the success is out there and folks are able to tap into it. What are some of the things that parents can do to help their children with some of the issues at home?
Oh, sure, yeah. Let me start with that. So really one of the biggest things that I tell parents that they need to do to help their children to develop a properly functioning brain is to make sure that they're getting lots of physical activity. One of the things I've learned as a result of our Brain Balance training is that the number one thing that builds the brain in a healthy way in the first place is movement. 80% of the stimulation to our brains on a daily basis comes from our muscles and joints. So moving our bodies is really absolutely critical to, number one, causing it to grow properly, and number two, keep it functioning properly. So, and we're going to talk a little bit about this as I share some more information here tonight, but the fact that we as humans in today's society, and I know everybody sees this, has seen this developing over the last, 50 years, the change in our lifestyle as humans in the last 100 years is so dramatic in so many ways. But the number one problem is the fact that we as humans are so much more sedentary now than we used to be. We just don't move our bodies like we used to. If you go back 100 years, pretty much everyone, their jobs involved hard physical labor, either as farmers or, producing, working in a factory, working very hard, whatever it was. There was a lot of physical activity. Now the majority of us, we're sitting in a chair staring at a screen for 6 or 8 hours a day. And this is definitely affecting the way our brains are developing, and I'll share a little bit later how the lack of physical activity for ourselves is negatively affecting our genetics to the point that it's hurting the neural development of our children and our grandchildren. There's lots of things to do to help our children develop a healthy brain, but, if I can have you remember one thing from tonight, it would be make sure your kids are physically active. And for our younger kids, that means playing. There's nothing better for the human brain when kids are young than free play, just outside, running around, exploring, playing, make-believe with their friends. I always told my students as a PE teacher, once I'd learned about this information, that they have two jobs as a student. Number one, give their best effort at school every day, and number two, play. And then when you're done playing, go out and play some more. And then if you're done playing, then play some more. Just play, 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 play. Just critical for good brain development.
And I meant to ask you this earlier on, and hopefully we can go into that and continue on from there.
Sure.
You gave me the analogy the other day of the brain is like two computers.
Ah, yeah.
Explain that to our listening audience and share with us the insight that you shared with me the other day.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So one thing that makes the human brain so much more powerful than animal brain is the fact that our brain is really divided into two separate brains. Our left hemisphere of our brain and our right hemisphere of our brain do completely different jobs. So in most animal brains, the left and the right hemisphere are carbon copies of each other. They do exactly the same thing. The fact that our brain has what they call differentiated, meaning the two sides do different things, that gives us much more computing power as a brain than animal brains. But because almost everything we do as humans is divided between the left and the right side of the brain, for example, our left brain does some parts of reading, the right brain does other parts of reading. The left brain does some parts of math, the right brain does other parts of math. Vision, muscle control, and hearing, these are all divided between the left and the right. So if the two sides of the brain are not able to work together properly, then it causes a complete breakdown of so many different systems of our life and so many things. It affects ability to focus, emotional control, ability to sleep properly, digestion, learning issues. So what we believe, brain balance, what we believe is going on in children and adults and anyone really who has these behavioral, academic, social challenges, like I mentioned earlier, ADHD, learning disabilities, autism, et cetera. We believe that the cause is lack of communication between the two sides of the brain because one side has developed less than the other. It's less mature, and it's running at a slower speed. So this is like asking a brand new computer that you buy at Best Buy, you bring it home, and you try to hook it up with your 20-year-old computer and have those two computers work together. Is that gonna fly? Obviously not. The two sides, they're running at such different processing speeds, they just can't even communicate with each other. And that's what is causing the struggles for children and adults with these issues that I mentioned. The two sides of the brain can't communicate properly, and it just causes a breakdown in so many ways that it comes out in all these various symptoms that these children struggle with. Now, if the right side is weaker, you're going to have a whole different set of symptoms than if the left side is weaker. Typically, a right side weakness is going to result in symptoms that if a child ends up eventually getting a some type of diagnosis, it's almost always going to be something like ADHD, Tourette's, OCD, autism, Asperger's. Those are some of the most common diagnoses when the right side's weaker. If the left side's weaker, it's usually going to turn into things like learning disabilities, dyslexia, and processing disorders.
Now, when you experience these types of things, and we had a discussion on it as well, how does kids that's involved in sports, how does that come into play? How does that benefit them? Or give me your insight on that.
Sure. Yeah, so, you know, like I mentioned, physical activity is just so critical to good brain development. So any type of involvement in physical activity, whether it's free play or organized sports, is only going to help the brain function better. So it's, you know, of course it's important to help prevent one of these imbalances to start with. If we're getting enough physical activity, the chances that one side of the brain is going to kind of lag behind the other is much lower. If we're physically active from, you know, kids are physically active from the moment they're born. So physical activity, great. If an imbalance has developed, then physical activity can help to improve that brain to a certain point so that the symptoms are not as bad as they might be. However, if an imbalance has developed where, you know, let's say the right side is weaker than the left, then the only way to completely correct the issue is to only stimulate the weaker side of the brain so that it catches up to the stronger side. And, you know, a little bit like when someone has lazy eye, the way we correct lazy eye is by patching that child's good eye, which forces the weak eye to work and work and work and catch up to equal function with the other eye, and so that they can then start teaming and working together. Well, the same is true when you have a brain that's out of balance. If you're giving stimulation to both sides of the brain at the same time, they're both growing, but you're not really closing the gap between the strong and the weak side. So the real key when the brain is out of balance is to stimulate just that weaker side until it catches up. And that, in essence, is really what brain balance does. We have our students do activities on a regular basis that stimulate the weaker side. The weak side catches up to the stronger side. The two sides start to connect and work properly, and their symptoms just start to go away naturally without medication, and it's a permanent fix.
I think you just said something that was the key that everybody was waiting to hear. Without medication. Now, that's definitely a big plus, because far too often I think a lot of folks believe that that is the answer to working with many children, is by medicating them. And every time I see a young man, especially, and not too many young ladies I see that's been medicated, every time I see young men that have been heavily medicated, it just bothers me, you know, just to see that and know that, you know, they've experienced that.
I really don't blame or judge parents who have used medication to help their children, because I've seen enough kids that, you know, without it, they just struggle so badly that we really see it as a Band-Aid that kind of allows them to kind of get through school, kind of get through life with the least negative effects from the imbalance that they have. You know, and of course, a person can learn coping mechanisms to deal with their weaknesses as a result of the imbalance. But what we're just so excited about is the fact that, you know, someone, you know, Dr. Melillo, the creator of the program, that someone was finally able to kind of look at the big picture and see what was, not only what was causing, what was at the root cause of all these issues, but put together a way of actually addressing the underlying root cause so that the root cause is basically taken care of and the symptoms go away naturally. So, yeah, it does break my heart as well to see kids that, to have to take the medicine just to help them cope and function. But we're just so excited that there is a better way now. You know, you really can address the root cause so it goes away.
Exactly. You know, I've seen a number of young men that have, and I talked about this at the opening of the show, I've seen a number of young men that have had, and a lot of times we focus on our young athletes, but this can apply to actually any student. But I've seen a number of young men that have great athletic potential and cannot focus in the classroom.
Right.
There's something that brain balance can support them in and help them get on track.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest group of children that do brain balance across the country are children with ADHD. Just because it's such a high numbers. I mean, it's now 1 in 9 children are going to develop ADHD or be diagnosed with ADHD. The numbers really are getting out of control. So, as I mentioned, that's a result of a right hemisphere of the brain being weaker and not being able to function properly. If you have athletes who have these great abilities, but they're being held back in some other way of their life, either by not being able to function academically well enough to be allowed to continue to play sports, or their behavior or their emotional control. A lot of our children have real trouble controlling their emotions. They just get overwhelmed by their emotions, and it's neurologically not their fault. They don't have the wiring to be able to stay calm, look at the big picture, and make good choices. So, it's these types of abilities that we really allow these children to have, basically giving them all the tools in their toolbox to be able to handle all different aspects of life, so they can be a great athlete and they can control their emotions and they can focus and do well in school so that their full potential for their life can really shine. They're not limited to just strengths in one area and then have weaknesses in other areas that just hold their life back. So, yeah, we see incredible changes in academic ability to focus. And one of the other cool things, believe it or not, because, of course, if the two sides of the brain aren't working together, it affects physical abilities. Many of the children we work with, they have all kinds of problems with their eye movements. Their eyes don't team properly. They can't focus on things. Their eyes can't track and jump from one place to another properly. They have issues with balance, rhythm and timing between the two sides of their body, touch, et cetera. And as our children do our program, they see a huge change in their ability to be physical. A lot of our children, they don't like physical activity. And as their physical abilities improve, they start to gravitate towards playing sports and trying things out. Those who are already good athletes, they often see that their athletics even go to a higher level and they can perform even better than what they were before. There's a real, obviously, a real close connection between what we do and the whole physical realm.
I need you you still there, Tom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because it faded out for a second. Sounded like something had happened to the connection there. But, I need you to stress that point. No, we're still good. Need you to stress that point one more time for me. That there's such a great connection between balancing the brain and our children and their physical abilities.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so what I was saying, maybe this is where I faded out, when the brain is out of balance, it definitely affects physical abilities. Things like eye movements that allow us to, if you're playing a sport and you got to be tracking the ball and have good hand-eye coordination, it's going to affect that. Balance and equilibrium, rhythm and timing between the two sides of the body, these are all controlled by different areas of the brain. And if there's this imbalance, it's going to negatively affect the ability to do these. For example, I'll give you an example for myself. I was able to go through the brain balance testing for myself And I was very surprised to find that even though I've always been a pretty good athlete and can and be pretty good at just about anything that I try, when I got tested, some of my eye movements were very erratic. My balance was horrible. I was so shocked that I could be a pretty decent athlete with such poor balance. And the other thing I had trouble with was fine motor control. So, you know, after I did the program for myself for about 15 weeks, and I've noticed a dramatic improvement in my balance, and also in my visual acuity, my ability to see things clearly and process what I'm seeing. And then also my fine motor control. I've been playing a game called Ultimate Frisbee recently. And when I was before Brain Balance, I was good at running to catch the frisbee and tossing the frisbee. But when I would try to catch it, I would very often drop it because I wasn't having good control of my fingers to grab the frisbee properly. Well, as a result of Brain Balance, now number one, I'm seeing the field better. I feel like I'm making better decisions, you know, how you make those defensive or offensive decisions on the field. I feel like I'm doing that better, and I'm not dropping the Frisbee like I used to. I have much better fine motor control to grab that Frisbee out of the air. So just for myself, I've seen an increase in my sports abilities, and we see this in so many of our students as well. You know, either those that don't like sports, they start to enjoy it more and become more physically active, or those who are already athletes, they become even better athletes.
And one thing that he was just stressing upon, folks, and he talked about as he's playing Ultimate, is it called Ultimate Frisbee?
Yeah, Ultimate Frisbee. It's a little bit like soccer, but you're passing the Frisbee down the field instead of kicking the soccer ball.
Okay. And that's what we look at oftentimes as court awareness and things of that nature. And it's amazing that you just said all that, because we just had a guest on, I don't know if you recall, a football player, NFL football player by the name of Bob Winfield. He played some years ago, and he graduated from Stanford, played about 15 seasons in the NFL. But his phenomenal story was that he was legally blind in one eye.
Wow.
And had been diagnosed to be legally blind in one eye in middle school.
Wow.
And his mom shared with us a couple weeks ago just the fact that from middle school to high school, they challenged her on whether or not they were going to allow him to play, because at the high school level, they said that they didn't want to take on the liability of something happening to him since he, you know, wanted to get out there and play football. So she said, hey, he's been able to do it thus far. You know, they went and they did all the necessary testing. You know, she fought it, you know, with the state school board, all the other folks. And they were out in California at the time. And as a result, he ended up playing, ended up getting a scholarship to play at Stanford, was All-American at Stanford, turned around, and had 15 seasons in the NFL.
That's crazy.
That was just phenomenal for, you know, just to hear that testimony coming from her.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, you know, she was, you know, right there alongside him to make sure that, hey, okay, he's getting the best out of everything. And I wonder how much, just as you talk about brain balance and the brain functioning and all, how much did his brain have to compensate for a situation like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the brain is an unbelievably adaptable thing. We call it plasticity, meaning that the brain, it's kind of like plastic. It can mold and change to adapt to the stimulation that's coming in every day. I mean, his brain obviously made some incredible adaptations to allow him to be able to function at that high of an athletic level, you know, only having really one eye to see out of. That's really incredible.
Exactly. I know that you talk a lot about the three keys of brain balance. Could you share those with us this evening?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
The three keys of brain balance?
The three keys of brain balance. The three keys of brain balance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah, the three. Got it, yeah. So, all right, well, there's three kind of components to the program. There's sensory motor, there's nutrition, and there's cognitive. So would you like to just explain each of those a little bit?
If we got the time.
Oh, yeah, we definitely got the time. Sure, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, as I already shared, what we're really doing for kids with these imbalances is we're stimulating that weaker side of the brain to catch up. Well, we do that in several different ways. When they come to our program, they come three times a week for an hour. And during that first hour, during the first 30 minutes, they're in the sensory motor room. And what they're doing are a whole series of stations. There's about 20 stations where they're rapidly moving from one to the other. And each station is designed to cause them to do some type of physical activity or sensory stimulation activity that's going to light up a particular area of the brain on the weaker side. So let's pretend, for example, we have a young man with ADHD, so he would have a right hemisphere weakness. Well, the right side of the brain controls the left side of the body. The left side of the brain controls the right side of the body. So if we want to stimulate the right side of the brain in this young ADHD young man, we're going to have him do a lot of physical and sensory stimulation on the left side of his body. So just to give you a couple ideas of the types of things we have the children do at the center, when he would come to the sensory motor room, we're first going to get him geared up. And by gearing up, it means we're going to have him put on some equipment that he's going to wear the whole 30 minutes that he's in the sensory motor room. So, for example, he's going to put on a pair of safety glasses that completely has the right eye blocked. So that's going to force him to only use the left eye, which is, of course, connected to that right brain. So that's going to stimulate the vision center of that right brain. We're going to put an earplug in his right ear. So he's primarily only listening through his left ear, connected to right brain. We're going to strap a vibrating shaker to his left leg, which is going to stimulate the sense of touch on that leg for the whole 30 minutes, which, of course, is connected to the right brain. And then we're also going to stimulate smell by taking peppermint essential oils and putting it on his shirt so that he's smelling peppermint. Peppermint, for some reason, don't ask me why, but peppermint stimulates right brain. For a left brain child, we use lavender. Lavender stimulates left brain. So anyway, this young man, he would be wearing all this equipment then for that whole 30 minutes while he's doing other activities that are stimulating the right brain. For example, we're going to have him balance on just his left foot to stimulate right brain. We're going to spin him in the chair clockwise. That's going to stimulate the inner ear function connected to right brain. We're going to have him do the Purdue pegboard, where he's going to grab little metal pegs and put them in holes as quick as he can in 30 seconds with just his left hand to improve the fine motor control on the right side of the brain. And then there's probably another 10, 15 other stations that he's going to do, stimulate auditory areas, vision, core muscle strength, et cetera. So that's the sensory motor part of the program. Would you like me to explain the cognitive area next? Oh, are you still there, Michael? Michael, can you hear me?
Hello?
Oh, I'm still here. By all means.
Oh, you're still there?
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. Sorry. I thought maybe we got...
No, that was my fault. I was talking to somebody. I had hit mute for a second.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay. So the cognitive part of the program, after the sensory motor 30 minutes, and they go into the cognitive room. And in that room, they're going to be doing mental activities that require the use of the weaker side. Okay, so this is pretty interesting. Before I explain how this would work, let me explain how reading and math are divided between the left and the right side of the brain. So for reading, the left side of the brain, which is the detail side of our brain, is the part of the brain that allows us to identify individual letters and to read words. It's the word reading side. But the right side of our brain, which is the big picture side of our brain, that's the side that can read a whole chapter, put all the different pieces together, and comprehend what that chapter was about. So left side is word reading, right side is comprehension. In math, the left side of the brain does the details of math, which is simple computation, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. The right side of the brain does the big picture of math, which would be story problems and problem solving. So if you have a story problem and you have to read it and decide which operation to use and which numbers to use in order to solve the question, that's the right side of the brain doing the big picture. So for this young man that we're pretending has a right side weakness, when he goes into the cognitive room, he's going to be doing reading comprehension activities and math problem-solving activities, because that's going to require him to light up and use the right side of the brain. Now, interestingly enough, we're not even going to be that concerned if he gets the answers wrong when he's doing these questions, because it's not our goal to help him get better at particular skills. In other words, if he gets a question wrong, we're not going to spend 20 minutes doing 10 more problems like it to help tutor him on a specific skill. All we'll do is, you know, quickly correct him, show him what the problem should answer should have been, and then we're going to move on to something else, because we really just want to get him to try to use that weaker side to light it up mentally, along with all the physical and sensory stimulation that he had in the other room. So that's how we're, you know, really making that child use and work that weak side of the brain. All right. Now, go ahead. Okay, I was just going to say that the third part to the three parts of the program is the nutrition. So the reason we have a nutrition part is that when the brain is out of balance, besides throwing off all the other parts of our life, it throws off our digestion. And very often when the digestion system is thrown off, we develop food sensitivities. Now, these are not allergies. It doesn't, you know, if you eat a food you're sensitive to, it doesn't cause you to break out in a rash or that type of thing. But it does cause inflammation internally throughout the whole body. And that inflammation in the brain slows down the neural growth we're trying to stimulate. So to get rid of the that inflammation, we have the child have a food sensitivity test, which shows the parents the foods that the child can eat, and those foods that they need to temporarily take out of the diet for 1 month. That reduces the inflammation. Then, as they're doing the brain balance program for that month, the brain starts to balance, the digestive system starts to work properly, and when the child starts to reintroduce these foods one at a time after that month, many of these food sensitivities have gone away. So now they can eat very much more normally without having any of that inflammation slowing down the development we're trying to create. Yep, that's the three parts.
All right, folks, I hope you had a chance to copy all that down and
well,
take some.
Something I wanted to offer, if anybody would like. I was going to tell me if you think this would be a good idea. I can give my email address. And if they
we're going to come back to that part, and we're going to close out with that part. That way,
okay.
If they have any questions or anything between now and then, they can also chime in. We're going to take a little quick break, and we'll come right back and finish off with possibly some questions from the listening audience. We'll be right back.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
I think as early as possible. It seems like in this day and age, kids are thinking about it younger and younger, and colleges are actually getting out and communicating with kids as they're younger. So it seems to me, you know, at least by freshman, sophomore year, get an idea of whether you want to play in college, and if the answer to that is yes, start to figure out what your game plan is and move forward.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Hello, are you there, Michael?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm continuously doing this here, talking, and ended up looking at my switchboard and realized I muted myself. So that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing.
No problem. Okay.
Yeah. But we're going to dive right back into the conversation, and hopefully, folks, if you have a question, you can always give us a call at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. We'd love to hear from you. I know that there's something out there that's puzzling you or that's on your mind that you think Tom may be able to assist you with or just give you some insight on how to reach your child and best support your child as your child goes through some things this school year and life as it is for him or her today. Well, Tom, where do we finish off at? So where you want to start back in at?
Boy, good question. Not sure. Go ahead. If you have an idea, go ahead.
Well, no. I was going to ask you to give us a full concept of brain balance. I know we touched quite a bit on it already, but I know that there's probably more that you can share with us. Are there other locations around the country, and you know other things of that nature?
The Brain Balance is a franchise, so there's getting close to 60 centers around the country now. With a lot more in line to open up in the next couple years. So one way, if you're interested in finding out more about the program, you can go to brainbalancecenters.com, and they have a center locator there on the website, and it'll show you, if you just put in your zip code or your city you're from, it'll show you the closest centers to you. But yeah, if you know of any families whose children are struggling with any of the issues that I've mentioned, you really owe it to yourself and to them to at least look into it. I know when people first hear about it, it can almost sound a little too good to be true. I know it did for me when I first came across Dr. Millo's book, Disconnected Kids. But the more I looked into it, the more I realized that this really is the real deal. It really does what it says it does. And, you know, we've been open for almost 11 months now. And the transformations in the lives that we've seen are nothing short of amazing. So, please, if you know of anyone struggling, have them look into the program. You'll be very, very glad you did.
Okay. Yeah. We're about down to about the last 5 or 6 minutes of the program. You want to provide us with some contact information as well?
Yeah. So if you'd like to get in contact with me, and please, any questions, whether it's brain balance related or just, you know, general questions about the brain and how we can best help our kids develop their brains, my email address is T as in Tom, Schenk, S-H-E-N-K, at brainbalancecenters.com.
And I will also be posting that email address on our Facebook page, folks, the Parents for the Parents Network Facebook page, and his contact information as well. I'll post that information up there as well. So, therefore, if at any time you didn't get a chance to write it down, you can always check out our Facebook page and see exactly, how to reach out to Tom and how to get in touch with Tom. And I know Tom also has a website.
Our specific website is brainbalancevirginiabeach.com.
Okay, and I know you're on social media because I've also been out there had to take a look at that as well. So just give it to us all. Just share all of it.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'll give you the center number. If you want to call us directly at the center, that'd be great. Our number there is 757-716-4006. On Facebook, it's Brain Balance Virginia Beach. You can search us and find us there.
Okay. All right. It's been some great information that you've shared with us today, and we look forward to having you back on, and I look forward to also, if we get a chance to get you back on again, having some of your parents, share their testimony with us as well.
Yeah.
And just letting them know, what were their thoughts and how did things work out for them and their child and, going from there. Just to let folks know that this is real. This is something that can really and truly help you. This is something that can be a life-changing opportunity for your child, because oftentimes we sit back and we talk about it and we laughed and joked about it earlier, but it's very serious. Sit and talk about medicating the child, and if we have an alternative to medicating the child, then why not take that opportunity and use that to our advantage?
Yeah, would you be interested? I have reading one story of one of the parents whose child did the program at our center. Would we have time for that, or should I save that for next time?
Sure we do, sir. Sure we do. And actually, I thought about that, and I wish we would have started off with that. That probably would have been a nice attention gift. By all means, go ahead.
All right. Well, this is a story for a young man named Chase. He was a first or second grader, and this is what his mother wrote after her child did brain balance for 12 weeks. And by the way, most of the children that do our program, they only need between 12 and 24 weeks to balance their brain, so it's a surprisingly quick process. All right, Rachel, his mom, wrote this. When I first read about brain balance, I was interested and at the same time skeptical. I was at my wit's end with my son, Chase. I don't believe in all the medication that doctors jump to right away. It only addresses the symptoms and doesn't get to the root of the problem. I heard brain balance was about addressing the cause and working to fix it at the base. I went in and was just about in tears as they were describing my son to me. From the assessment, they knew just about, if not more, about my son than I knew. They brought up things that I figured just came with the age or was just a stage, and they said it could be changed. I had hope. I had been so overwhelmed with blaming myself on what did I do as a parent, I felt like I was failing because of my son's behavior. I tried every chart, reward system, discipline method you can think of, and nothing was working. Nothing was getting the behavior to change, and I was grasping for help. I knew my son had great potential, and I just didn't know how to access it. Brain balance was my key to opening that door. My son did 12 weeks, and today I just finished his final assessment review. Again, I was almost in tears right there in the office, but this time they were happy tears. The change that had happened to my sweet, wonderful boy was beyond amazing. I went to a sit-down restaurant for my birthday, and this is something 3 months ago I would not have done if you bribed me to go. There was no fussing, getting up, messing with other tables. I got to enjoy my birthday with my son, and I got to enjoy my son in a way that I haven't been able to for a while because of his behavior. He is a ray of sunshine now. He is happier because the stress is gone, the overwhelmed feelings are gone. I honestly feel that Brain Balance has given us a fresh start that I couldn't find anywhere else. I'm so thankful for the staff who was always so happy to see us, very welcoming, and there to answer all my questions and to reassure me anytime I needed it. It wasn't just another appointment, it was like a second family. They were very encouraging when I or my son needed a pick-me-up. The knowledge they have is incredible. Thank you guys so much for everything my family cannot express the gratitude we have for the help you have done for us. Thank you.
Wow. That's truly touching in itself. You know,
yeah.
For a parent to share that type of testimony, know that Brain Balance is doing what it has been designed to do, you know, and listening to that and thinking about everything that we discussed this evening, you know, what is the age range? Because I don't think we really touched on the age range
right.
of working with the child.
Right. Well, believe it or not, the theory, the program itself really works on any age brain. My wife and I, our centers don't work with adults yet, but we are eventually going to come out with a program for adults. Right now, however, we work with children anywhere from about age 4, because they need to be verbal and be able to communicate back to us, and they need to be able to follow simple directions. So we start around age 4, and we go up through the early 20s. Yep, so it's quite a big range of ages we can work with, and eventually, hopefully, any age.
Right. Yeah, because I know quite a few parents that probably can use this. Quite a few adults that probably can use this service as well.
Yeah.
But you know,
we'd
like to thank you, Tom, for joining us this evening, and this has been a fast, very quick and fast hour. I don't believe it has went by that fast, but. It's actually been soaked up real quick. But hopefully we'll have some additional conversation going on, and we'll get some folks to call in and have some inquiries. And probably a lot of them are, I don't want to be on no radio, and I don't want to hear nobody talking, and I probably need to open up the chat room at some point in time so they can send in their message via chat. That way that alleviates all that. Yeah, that alleviates them not wanting to be heard.
Right.
On the airwaves. You know, some folks are a little shy like that, but that's all right. But thanks, Tom, for joining us this evening. Again, give us your contact information as we prepare to close out.
Okay. It's my email is tshenk, S-H-E-N-K, @ brainbalancecenters.com. Our center number, 757-716-4006. Our website, brainbalancevirginiabeach.com. And you can find us on Facebook @ Brain Balance Virginia Beach. Thanks so much, Michael. Really appreciate the opportunity to share.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for being our guest this evening and sharing all this wonderful information. So it's more important to learn what we can do to assist and guide our children. And, you know, we always like to say on the Parents Network, we have to be our child's biggest advocate in, you know, understanding and being involved as resources out there to help our children and allow us to help, you know, give us other avenues to help our children. It's a great thing. And, hey, thanks again, Tom. And, again, hopefully we will have you back again soon.
I'd love to do that. Thanks, Michael.
All right, sir. Have a great evening.
Yep. You too. Good night.
Well, folks, we've been talking with Mr. Tom Shanks of Brain Bounce, phenomenal, great place. So he shared some information with us this evening that, like I said, if you missed the opportunity, you can always go back and listen to the archive topic. But he shared some stuff with us this evening. To me, it was an idol. And that's something that we need to follow up on, because too many of our children are being overlooked, or our children, once they're being diagnosed with all these various disorders, first course of action that we think or we believe may be the only course of action is to medicate the child. And that's not the case. That's not the case. As Tom just shared with us this evening, a lot of the kids program in the program for up to 24 months, and then they're back on track. Balance, the brain is balanced and narrow and track. I would prefer to put a child on the program for 24 months instead of placing his child on any type of medication for even 24 days. Because medication, once it's in your system, it has that long-term effect. It causes other things to happen. I wouldn't be surprised if not even throwing your brain off now, it's even worse. In a lot of these case studies, I like today was Disconnected Kid. Great book. I started skimming through some of the pages earlier this week and found some things in there that's very enlightening. Very enlightening. Check that out as well. But I would say first, reach out to Tom, connect to Tom, and see what assistance can provide for you. Like I said, I'm telling you folks. I think we're going to stumble upon something that will definitely be a plus as years to come. Well, it's been fun. It's been real fun. You know, but it's time for us to go and shut it down for the evening and prepare for our wonderful school day tomorrow. Our kids off to school. So, on that note, I'll reach out to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, to ask him to go ahead and close it out for us as we wind down here on the Parents Network.
Who up a student of the game? Had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know.